We're talking today with Rick Hokenauer from, of course, the Oklahoma Panhandle region and area agronomist there. Rick, let's talk a little bit about some of the crop conditions that we found as we hit the end of summer. Here we are, Labor Day, and I know it's been tough, but maybe not quite as tough as 2011.
Yeah, actually, our irrigated corn is, for the most part, going to be pretty decent corn this year. We had some guys that had some well issues, that kind of stuff. We're not having the massive loss like we did last year. We just didn't have those temperatures of 114 and 40 mile an hour winds to kind of cook everything like we did that one day last year in June. So actually, you know, the outlook for the irrigated corn is probably an average crop or slightly above. Dry land crop production out there on sorghum, there's going to be spots, there's going to be some decent sorghum that actually got a rain, and then for the most part it's going to be a write-off this year on the dry land sorghum out in the Panhandle. The pastures are all turning brown, so we're going to need some rain before wheat planting time anyway.
Of course, a year ago we saw you couldn't hardly pump enough water to get anywhere close to optimum type production. Was it that tough this year?
No, actually it's probably a little we weren't we didn't have the temperatures this year that we had last year. Our high temperatures were there, but we still cool down at night. Guys learned lessons last year. Those lower volume wells that in previous years they'd been able to get by and raise some 180 bushel corn, they went to different crops. A lot of them went to wheat last fall, and then ended up having a pretty good wheat crop this year. Those 500 gallon a minute wells and less, most guys have probably they went to half circles of corn instead of, you know, 4 or 5 years before they were able to raise a full circle of corn. They got bit last year and they got a zero on that, so a lot of that stuff went out. Our corn acres probably went down some because of last year, but I'm also seeing a little bit more irrigated sorghum. You know, with prices being like they are, the price difference is not that big between corn and sorghum right now. So seeing a few more acres of that, you know, a few more acres of cotton in the country, guys looking at cotton, talking to cotton guys, I guess some of the dryland cotton guys are in southwest Oklahoma are looking at grain sorghum. They're looking at grain prices, looking at sorghum grain, or, you know, the grain prices predicted for next year versus cotton prices. Randy Bowman was telling me the other day, you know, I've got some guys that are talking grain sorghum next year. Anytime we can rotate, it's going to be a benefit.
Right. I guess maybe the advantage of what grain sorghum over corn is that grain sorghum has a little more flexibility and kind of can sit there and wait for a rain, can it?
Yes. You know, grain sorghum is, of the two grain crops, it is by far the more drought-tolerant crop, even though, you know, the corn breeders are working on drought tolerance. As what we found out last year, though, on the corn side, drought tolerance and heat tolerance aren't tied together. Those are two separate entities, so we got into that. That was part of our problem last year. It was more, even across the state of Oklahoma, it was more due to temperatures as much as it was drought, because some of my grain sorghum trials in the body of the state this year that I've harvested the last 3 weeks, I actually had a little more rain last year in one or two of those locations, and I didn't cut anything. This year I actually got to cut something with less rain, but we had cooler temperatures.
Rick, let's talk about those trials for both grain sorghum, and you've also done some early harvesting even corn.
Yes. I actually, for the first time in my life, cut grain sorghum in July in Oklahoma. Cut my first trial July 30th down in Tipton on grain sorghum. And then I cut my corn trials the 1st and 2nd of August there in north central Oklahoma. One of them north of Enid, where we got some rains on it, actually had some yields right at 100 bushel, just slightly over. The trial at Ponca City was basically a failure. We had a 12-inch rainfall event there in late April, and then it didn't get another rain on it until I harvested. So yields there were not very good. I had a trial up at Burlington, Oklahoma, dry land corn trial, made in the 30s to 40 bushel, but it had a couple of hailstorms on it. So, you know, it wasn't great corn, but for some of the conditions we went through, it was a whole lot better than it was last year, I'll put it that way. Been some reports of aflatoxins around. I got a call from a guy day before yesterday at Ponca City, had some loads he couldn't get rid of because of aflatoxin, trying to figure out what to do with it. Grain sorghum trials, I did get to cut all my trials this year. I actually had a really good trial down at Apache on Alleminimen. We had some rainfall events down there in May and June, and that's the point I tried to illustrate to producers is I basically had the same rainfall in May and June last year as I did this year. It's about a half-inch difference. I didn't cut the trial last year. This year, the highest-yielding hybrid made 135 bushels. Mm-hmm. Again, it illustrates my point that it was more temperature last year than it was actually the drought. I mean, we had drought conditions, but it was the temperatures that cost us the yield last year more than actually the lack of rainfall. And then my other trial locations, test weight was an issue on, you know, with most sorghum in northwest Oklahoma, north central Oklahoma, range from about 50 to 54. So, but best yield I had down there, and it was at Homestead, had one make 70 with the conditions we had this year. That's not too bad. Most producers I've talked to, the yields have been from 20 to 60 on, you know, the earlier they planted, the better it was.
Now this is on corn or on grain sorghum?
Oh, this is on grain sorghum.
Grain sorghum, okay.
So we had most of the corn producers I've talked to was in the 40-50 bushel range. Occasionally there was some 80-90 bushel if they happened to get a shower their neighbor didn't get. But most of the grain sorghum in north central Oklahoma that's been harvested was in that 20 to 60 bushel range. Price is good. Guys talk about some of their marketing and they're getting 7.5 or more for their on their grain sorghum. So we may not have the bushels there this year, but the price is sure helping. So it's been overall, it's been even with the drought conditions we had this year, it's better than it was last year.